Morning, everybody. Thanks for coming out today. It's been a really busy week for me. We just had our second child just about 4 days ago, and so now on the road for all day today. So as many of you know, about 3 months ago, I launched an exploratory committee for the United States Senate, and over the last 3 months, I've discovered some things. I was able to explore that as deeply as I could, and I've discovered that I have a lot more support to run for state auditor. So this morning, I've officially launched that campaign for the Office of State Auditor. I believe I got a lot to bring to the table in terms of the work that I've done in Jefferson City as the chairman of the Committee on Downsizing State Government, as well as the chairman of the Committee on Government Efficiency, as well just as in terms of leadership, bringing leadership capability to that office. I think we need a state auditor that actually has a good working relationship with the legislators. It does absolutely no good to let audits sit on a shelf and collect dust, but rather we need a state auditor who actually has a relationship, can reach out across the aisle if need be, pick up the phone, make those calls to the leaders of the House and the Senate, so that way the legislator can actually work with our auditor and find solutions to the problems that were discovered in these audits. And so this is what we're doing, and I am committed to this race. I believe we have what it takes to win, and I believe that the voters of Missouri on Election Day are going to respond in a way that the voters of Missouri often do, making good decisions to decide who it is that we want to have represent us and who it is we want to have serve in these different executive offices. So I'm going to take a few questions if anybody has any, but then we have to get right on the road because now we're going straight out to Kansas City, and my wife is texting me asking me when we're going to be back in town tonight so we can spend some more time with the new baby. So
you are a lawmaker.
Yes, sir.
You are a warrior by training. You are not an accountant. Is that a problem?
Not a problem at all. This office is an office where you need leadership more than anything else. Like I said just a minute ago, it's important that we have a leader who can actually identify, not just identify the problems. It takes more than just being a wizard on Excel or Microsoft Excel or knowing how to use spreadsheets. You need somebody who can actually reach out and actually lead to actually apply solutions and work with the lawmakers on this. So this is an office where we actually have to have executive type leadership so we can actually get out ahead of the problems that were discovered in the audits. Discovering issues in the audits is just one part of what the state auditor is supposed to do.
What sets you apart from your Republican opponent and from the current auditor?
I think what sets me apart is the fact that for the last 7 years now in Jefferson City, I have a very strong track record of working with our previous state auditor to actually introduce legislation so we can find solutions to the problems that the auditor's office has discovered. As the chairman of the Committee on Downsizing State Government, as well as the chairman of the Committee on Government Efficiency, this is actually right in the wheelhouse of exactly what I've been doing as far as state and local governments are both concerned. That's an experience that I have that neither one of my opponents have.
Representative Kirkman, if you win the nomination, your opponent would be Nicole Galloway. Any criticisms of the job she's doing, any issues that you have as far as things she's done or things that you think she could do better?
Certainly, I'm running because I believe I can do the job better, because I believe what we need leadership. There have been times where I've reached out to the office and have not had an opportunity to interface directly with our auditor. And like I said, our previous auditor, Auditor Schweik, had a good relationship with him. We've discussed legislation that should be introduced in order to solve problems that he was able to discover in the audits, and there hasn't been that relationship with the current auditor that we have right now. And it's very important that we have an auditor who is capable and able and willing to actually have these conversations with the legislators that can actually get this type of work done. And we just haven't experienced that. It's a night and day difference between the auditors that we used to have and the auditor that we have now.
Politicians in the past from both parties have used this office as a stepping stone to bigger and better things. Claire McCaskill, Kit Bond, John Ashcroft. Do you have any future plans beyond state auditor yet?
I have no future plans beyond state auditor. I want to be the state auditor for the people of our state. Our budget has grown exponentially since the year 2000, so now more than ever we need strong leadership in that office.
So you will be, for sure, a full 4 year term if you win.
I work in finance in the private sector, and so just to explain how committed I think it is that people are committed to this office or any executive, I don't think it would be fair to split my time between the people of Missouri and my private practice, for example. So I plan on doing this full-time, which is exactly what the job requires. All right, I've got to get running because we Google mapped this before we started, and we have just enough time to get to the next meeting. But thank you all so much for coming out. Thank you.